Hello, future millionaires and billionaires, and welcome back to the Student Investor Podcast, the show where we teach you about investment in a way that is easy to understand. I am your host, Ivan Samba, and today we are talking about why it is important to invest in the New York stock market while living in South Africa. This is part of Stock Review Wednesday, and today we are reviewing the whole New York stock market, which you can invest into using the Shift app. And the Shift app, guys, remember, is a proud sponsor of Stock Review Wednesday. Investing in the stock market is one of the best ways to grow your wealth over time. If you are looking for a stock market to invest into, the New York stock market is always the great place to start at, basically, because it's one of the largest in the world with plenty of opportunity for you to invest into companies, into ETF, and a lot of other assets that are listed, or other securities that are listed inside the world's largest stock market. There are a few reasons why investing in the stock market, or the New York stock market to be specific, is a good idea, mostly while living in South Africa. The first reason is that the New York stock market is the largest stock market in the world, as I have mentioned before, with a market capitalization of sitting around at $25.1 trillion as of March 2023. This means that there are many companies listed in the New York market that will give you an investment opportunity that you have never seen before. And meaning that you can invest into companies that, number one, are starting up, or you can invest into companies that already are established, not only in New York or in the United States, but are just getting established throughout the world, throughout Africa, throughout Asia, throughout Europe, throughout Australia, throughout the entire world, basically. And this is a better option because it allows you, number one, to find companies or find asset classes that are listed there that speak to your goal, that speak to your risk tolerance, and allow you, number three, to be at the position to pick and choose company that speak to your own ideas throughout the world, because majority of the world's companies are listed in the New York stock market. And that's why it's the world's largest, and that's why I believe it offers greater opportunities for us as retail South Africans to make money. The second reason why the New York stock market is the world's most successful stock market is because also the world's most successful companies are listed there. This includes companies like Amazon, Apple, Google, Microsoft. By investing in those companies, you are investing in some of the world's most innovative, number one, some of the world's most profitable, number two, and some of the world's most high dividends paying companies. This is not to say the JSE companies are not successful, but the New York stock market offers better options and allows you to able to be part of growth and see faster profits than what you will see in the JSE. I'm not saying we are chasing profit, but every day we are investing for profit. So you have a better option in the New York stock market in terms of growth and success than you are in terms of domestic stock market like the JSE or others in the world. The third reason to invest in the New York stock market that allows you to diversify your portfolio. As I said in the first reason, it is the world's largest stock market. Meaning now, because of such, you can diversify your portfolio into industries that you can't find right here in South Africa. And the other thing as well about the opportunity to diversify yourself is that, as opposed to investing here in South Africa, the New York stock market does not easily get moved by political matters as the GSE it does in South Africa. It does not easily get moved by small issues because it's so huge that it takes huge issues for it to be moved to see maybe the fall of a specific company in the New York stock market, unless you're investing in penny stock there. That's a different case. But it allows you to diversify because you'll be now into markets that are not are not easily accessible through the GSM. You will be in fields or sectors that are not easily accessible in the GSM. You will be investing into companies that operate in products that are not easily accessible here in South Africa. For example, the electrical vehicle space. In the GSM, you can access that field, but in the New York Stock Market, you can access that. AI, you can't invest into AI companies in the GSE, but in the New York Stock Market, you can access that. You can't invest into all high-tech agricultural companies in South Africa, but in the New York Stock Market, you can do that. So, how can you invest into the New York Stock Market while you are still in South Africa? As number one, you have to get yourself a broker. You have to get a South African broker that can give you access to the New York Stock Market. And this will allow you to buy those shares of the US companies from South Africa. Luckily, in South Africa, the Shift app, which is the proud sponsor of the Stock Review Wednesday, gives you access to the New York Stock Market, so you can buy companies or ETF that are listed inside the New York Stock Market while you are here in South Africa. Another option to invest into in the New York Stock Market is exchange traded fund. And as I said, they are available in the New York Stock Market. It's a great opportunity for investors to explore a variety of markets without having to buy individual companies. And the New York Stock Market has them listed. And I always say this, if you're a beginner investor, you don't know what to buy, ETF, exchange traded funds are the way to start. Finally, guys, it's important to remind you that investing in the New York Stock Market always carries some level of risk, and it's important to do your own research and diversify your portfolio and invest for the long term so that you can be able to see growth in your investment. And guys, extra bonus, extra tip right here. When you invest global, ensure that you understand that it is because you're not only trying to diversify your portfolio, but you're also trying to reduce your risk, your exposure to risk. If you're a young working professional and you have a pension fund, your pension fund, trust me on this, is heavily invested in the GSE. So in order to ensure that you see growth in your investment, go international. So that when something goes wrong in South Africa and your pension fund suffers in South Africa, you know at least you have some funds in foreign land. And what better foreign land than the New York Stock Market? What better one? So that's today's episode of the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see each other next time. And remember, Stock Review Wednesday is proudly sponsored by the Shift app. Remember to download the app and start investing into the global world. Thank you so much, guys. Until next time.